Hello, Ralph Haddon here. Here's a nice little lesson for mobilising the chest, the rib cage. And we'll first use the breath to get the rib cage more mobile, and then, here's the clever bit, get the rib cage moving independently of the breath. How will we do that? Well, let's see. So begin, just sit yourself comfortably in a chair, have your feet flat on the floor, and take a few moments to pay attention to yourself. How are you feeling right now? Observe your breath coming in and out, just breathing easily, naturally. And notice that as you breathe in and out, there's some movement probably in the chest and the belly. How much movement is there in the chest? How much in the belly? Do you also notice, not only at the front, but also at the sides and at the back, that you can feel movement in the chest and belly, perhaps? Okay, now, do a particular thing that, as you breathe in, could you expand your chest? Enlarge the rib cage and in all directions as you breathe in. So breathe in, and on the in-breath, the chest expands forwards, to the sides, out to the left and right, and even feel it expanding out the back. And then when you breathe out, you just release that, let the rib cage collapse. So breathe in, expand the chest, enlarge it, breathe out, just let that go. And try that for a few breaths, just breathing easily. Okay, and then have a rest. Please remember, with all these movements, you just do it really easily. If it's uncomfortable, then reduce the movement or leave that go if it's there's any problems with it. Only do what's pleasant and interesting for yourself. Okay, now we'll do something slightly different. Could you breathe in, enlarge the chest, and then keep the chest enlarged while you breathe out? And then just continue breathing in and out, but keeping the chest expanded. Just try that. You breathe in at first to enlarge the chest, expand it in all directions, and then hold it in that expanded positions and continue breathing out and in for a few breaths. And see if you can maintain that. That's rather strange, but it's possible to do. Okay, and then let that go. And just breathe normally for a few times. Breathe easily. Has your breathing changed at all from what we've done? Okay, and now let's try it the other way. Could you collapse your chest? So as you breathe out, let your chest collapse. And then release that, breathe in, just let the chest come back to normal. And then as you breathe out, you let it reduce in size, collapse, get smaller. And breathe in again, and then on each out-breath, let the rib cage contract, compress. And try that for a few breaths, just breathing easily. Okay, and then leave that go and just breathe easily for a few more breaths. Just doing whatever, you let your chest do whatever it wants to do. Okay, and now, so that's, we've been using the breath to move the chest. Let's just try that again. And combine those. Could you breathe in, enlarge the chest, expand it, and breathe out, make the chest small, let it collapse, contract. In-breath, enlarge the chest, out-breath, collapse the chest. And do that for a few easy breaths. And always, please, only doing what's quite comfortable, just having a pleasant, interesting exploration. Okay, and now just breathe normally, let the chest do whatever it wants to do. Okay, now let's try this another way. As I said, something independent of the breath, taking that even further. Could you hold your breath and with your breath held, do this expand and collapse the chest? Just try that. So what you're going to do is to hold the breath, so not breathe, and do that movement of enlarging the chest, expanding the chest, and then collapsing the chest, making it smaller. And move back and forth a few times, and then, of course, when you need to, take a breath, and just take one or two breaths, and then try again, holding your breath, and getting that movement in the chest, expanding and collapsing it a few times. And then go back to breathing when you want to. Okay, then leave that go, and we're about done. So just observe yourself now, breathing normally, and I wonder if you can feel that there's a little more mobility. It's very important to have the rib cage free to move, because this affects how you breathe all day and all night. So I hope you felt some greater movement and freedom in your chest now. Thank you.